You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy still not convinced computers are here to stay, Pete Chwaba.
All right. It is hour number three. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Beautiful downtown Green Bay. That got me excited talking to Mary Rohde, because I'm not saying, like, I'm in the Christmas spirit. Do you feel Christmas yet, Con?
You know, I don't know. I did watch Christmas Vacation the other day.
Okay.
That put me in a little bit better of a spirit, you know?
Yeah.
I always laugh, and I always want more jelly at the end of the movie, so.
Who was it? Chuck Gennaro, I think, said Jelly of the Month Club was his worst. I'm feeling it, but it's nice when you, like, she was so excited about what they have going on. It's kind of infectious.
Yeah.
So it was fun. Mary Rohde was here in hour number two. We also talked to Ben McVane in hour number two, who is doing great things. Check out McVane's Farrier Service on Facebook. And Ben is, he will put shoes on your horse and make sure they are a great fit and comfortable. He will also deliver any donations you want to make to a food pantry throughout his route here in Wisconsin. So doing really cool stuff. And he said that food pantries are really struggling, especially after the SNAP benefits were cut. So that's just what he's seeing as boots on the ground. So if you want to make a donation, you can also check out his information on Facebook at Farrier's, McVane's Farrier Service. There we go. We've got text to win information coming up shortly in just a few minutes here. If you missed hour number one, you missed Jeff Mitchell. He was fun to talk to. He is the president, El Presidente, of the Green Bay Gamblers, and their organization also runs the Meyer Theater. So Jeff has lot going on. It was a cough. Would I be that mad? Like, that's not, you know. But they do a lot of great things here in Green Bay between the Meyer Theater and the Green Bay Gamblers. I'm not even necessarily a huge hockey fan, but after talking to Jeff, I just want to go there for the ambiance. It sounds like such a fun time. Here in hour number three, folks, it is a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr will be here in about a half hour with great music and her sparkling, awesome personality. We always love to talk to Terry. And in just a few minutes, we'll have Sean Katzenbach. He is the director of marketing for the city of Marinette, Christmas City, USA. Sean will be here to discuss a great event happening in Marinette tomorrow night. So we've got a lot going on and a lot to still get to, and including some of your texts. So our question of the night, as a reminder, is what is your favorite Christmas song, carol, or music? So share that with us, and we will read it on the radio. Mark from Prairie to Sac. This is like the third one we've gotten so far for the Brenda Lee song, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. Mark in the 608 says, got a soft spot for Brenda Lee's 1958 Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. My college girlfriend was named for her, and ironically, 58 was the year I was born. Well, there you go, Mark. Thank you, buddy. Thank you for the text. Michael in Madison in the 608 says, yeah, hey, guys, what a great segment with Ben. Thank you. What a wonderful world we could create if half of us gave as much love to others as Ben. It's heartbreaking and hopeful at the same time. Very well said, Michael. He says, answer to the question, Getting Ready for Christmas Day by Paul Simon. Now, that's interesting, because I'm a huge Paul Simon fan. I don't think I've ever heard that Christmas Christmas song.
I don't think I answered tonight.
I don't think you did either.
Did you answer?
I did. Well, I kind of, when Jeff Mitchell was here, we were talking about the Gamblers, and I shoehorned my Christmas carol. And I like O Holy Night a lot. My dad used to sing it at church. I love the Mariah Carey song, All I Want for Christmas. And I like I'll Be Home for Christmas, because my grandma used to say that was her favorite song when my grandpa was fighting in World War II. So there you go. I got a wide array of favorites there. What about you?
I would say anything by Bing Crosby.
You did say that.
And he just says...
He's great.
His voice is just...
Oh, yeah.
crazy. It's so good.
White Christmas, forget about it. Yeah. I love it. And as much as I love O Holy Night, I love when a really good like Pavarotti sings it. There's a band called the Mills Brothers, and they were just like crooners from the 50s. And when they sang that song, it was great. So very smooth voices like Bing Crosby from the crooner era. We've got social media texts to get to, and we'll get to those soon. But right now, the other night, this was kind of fun. We had Sean Katzenbeck was scheduled in here. He's a very busy guy. Sean never sits down. He works his butt off up there in Marinette, Christmas City, USA, by the way. And so Sean, we missed Sean's call, or he missed our call, whatever. Conrad had to pretend to be Sean and answer my questions to the best of his ability. He did okay, but now we've got the real Sean Katzenbeck, back here on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Sean, how are you?
Pete, you're making me laugh, man. I'm doing good.
Well,
I'm doing good. I am so sorry that I missed your call. That was, yeah, that's totally on me, buddy. That was not on you guys. That was me. I literally set my alarm clock. And yeah, my brain was so fried that I'm like, why is my alarm clock going off at 7 o'clock? And I just turned it off. I'm like, what an idiot.
All right. So what I'm hearing, Sean, is it was definitely your fault. As long as we've got that out there, we can move forward.
It was. Totally kidding. It was, man.
Listen, dude, I saw how hard you worked when you had me introduce the band at Blues, Brews, and Barbecues about a year ago. And
yeah.
I had to go ask you, so I couldn't even find you. You were like, you had to like towel off every 3 minutes. You didn't sit down. And it was so, I know how hard you work, and there was absolutely no problem at all. As I said, Conrad pretended to be you. And I hope he didn't tank the whole event because of it.
No, he probably did better than I could have did. So that's great. Thanks, Conrad.
Always. Well, it's great that we finally got you on the show. And just in time, because this really cool event is happening tomorrow. And do you think, Sean, I've been calling Marinette Christmas City, USA. Do you think is that a possibility that could stick?
I really do. I'll tell you, this year we put a tree in our new plaza that's 30 feet tall.
Yeah.
You know, so we're the mini Rockefeller Plaza.
There you go.
And, you know, last week we had Christmas in Marinette. And that was a huge success. We did everything from Christmas crafts to Santa and Mrs. Claus to a jingle run and a parade, everything in between. And we ended it with a laser light show. So it was a good day. It was a good weekend last weekend. And now this week we have kids from 1 to 92. So, yeah, I think that's fair.
I love this event. All right. So tell us all about this. Is at the Community Rec Center.
Yeah.
A great facility we have there in Marinette, and you certainly spend your fair share of time there working hard for the city and just getting all these great events out there. Tell us about Kids from 1 to 92 and the band Steam. What can people expect?
So it's one of, if not the best shows that I've ever seen, and I've done a lot of shows in my career, and this is it's so unique and so different. Because it plays to everybody from 1 to 92. It is Steve March Torme, which is Mel Torme's son.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he's like the only person actually legally that can do the Christmas song.
Wow.
Because his son now owns the rights to it. So it's everything from the Christmas song to, you know, John Mellencamp, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, to Run, Run, Rudolph, to everything in between. It's just, it's a great show that just, it hits, you know, no pun intended, but maybe pun intended. It hits all the notes. I mean, it just hits everything.
It's great. And it's such, I applaud you for bringing such a great band there too, because really good entertainment is hard to find. And Steam is great. It's going to be packed. Do you expect a lot of kids that are actually 92, Sean?
Actually, we do get a lot of elderly. And this year what I did to really kind of try to bring the elderly and give our community and people around our community an opportunity is I went to a lot of the different assisted living homes and worked out specific deals for them. to make sure that if the cost was too much, that we could get it down. Because they're living on a very limited, a very fixed income, and that just gives them an opportunity. But yeah, so I have a feeling we might have a 92 or 93 year old there.
Well, better there than on the road, Sean. I always get stuck behind them on University Drive, and it's white knuckled for all the wrong reasons. Sean Katzbeck is here. He is the director of marketing for the city of Marinette, Christmas City, USA, as I call it. I've got text to win information coming up in just a couple minutes, folks. Stick with me. I'm going to give you the keyword. This is the final hour of text to win. We've got a couple more minutes with Sean here. Sean, you know, you do this all the time. You sell Marinette. What are the biggest assets for tourists? What does Marinette have to offer in addition to this great event tomorrow night?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, Pete. And I'll tell you what I have really come to love is our heritage. The history in Marinette is so unique. This is the actual area where the Menominee Indian Nation started. Mm. A lot of people don't know this part of that. And that is that, so this is their origin story, is this area. And what they believe, how they were created, is that a giant bear called the Great Bear came out at the mouth of the Menominee River, came onto land, and asked the father to become a human. So from the neck down, he became a human. And it's just like the rich history of that, the rich history of Queen Marinette. And, you know, thinking about the fact that this was a woman who was divorced twice, had six children, and yet was so respected, was called Queen Marinette.
Yeah.
Less than 100 years after we got rid of a king, and ended up becoming the namesake of a city and a county.
How about that?
You know, so I mean, there's so much richness and so uniqueness to this city. A lot of people don't know that as far as logging goes, because obviously back in the 1800s, it wasn't steel, it was logs. This was actually the largest exporter of logging in the world. There was more logging going out of the Menominee River and into the Great Lakes than anywhere else in the world. So there's just like a lot of cool history. We've got the museum, Logging and History Museum, that paints all of that. We've worked on where actually that Great Bear, where their writing says that bear came from. We have a 15-foot bear standing there to pay homage to that. It's just a really, it's a great city that is filled with a lot of great history.
Outstanding. Boy, you could do that in your sleep, I bet, Sean. That was excellent. The event is kids from 1 to 92 tomorrow night at the Marinette Community Rec Center. Steam is going to be there. Steve March Torme's great band, Mel Torme's son. It's going to be a lot of fun. Sean knows how to put on a great party. I've seen it myself. Sean, thank you so much tonight, buddy. Have a great time tomorrow night.
Hey, thanks. And Pete, if you're in the area, because I know you're from the area, but if you're in the area, you stop over there and I'll definitely make sure we have a seat dusted off.
Right? Oh, I appreciate it. I live there, buddy. I'll swing by. That sounds great. Thanks so much.
You're more than welcome. You let me know if you're there and I'll make sure that we put the welcome wagon on for you.
You're the best. Thanks, Sean. Have a great night, buddy.
Thanks, Pete. You take care.
All right. We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back. Well, this has been a lot of fun so far, ladies and gentlemen, and it's only going to get better because Terry Barr is just around the corner. After the news, Terry will be here for Bar Band Friday night. She has got two excellent artists with two brand new songs that they've both composed and cut recently. So we will get a listen to Terry's music coming up after the news. It is our final night for Text to Win, folks, and this is the final hour. So this is your last chance to be part of this great grown-up gift list Text to Win multi-state contest we have here at Civic Media. As I've said over the last couple weeks, if you text in the keyword I'm about to give you on the app, you could win $200 cash. And by doing so, you will automatically enroll yourself in the grand prize. You'll be eligible for three of our grand prizes, a brand new snowblower or a stainless steel cookware set or a portable air conditioner. So three great prizes. You can also win $200 cash. That $200 cash.
I mean, what would you do with all that cheddar?
Well, I mean, it's a lot of sawbucks. You maybe can't buy a snowblower for that, but you could get probably a stainless steel cookware set or some type of air conditioner. My point is that daily prize is a great price, $200 cash. I'd almost rather have that. But if you text in the keyword I'm about to give you on the app, you will be eligible for a whole lot of stuff. And when we send you a confirmation link, Conrad, tell people what they have to do to increase their chances to win even more.
And this is your last opportunity to do so as well. If you follow that link, you can earn extra entries with subscribing to the Civic Media Today podcast, or not podcast, newsletter.
Newsletter, yeah.
And if you follow Nightlight Podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can earn two extra entries there, and subscribing to the newsletter, another extra entry. That's three. I mean, why would you not do that? Increase your chances.
Click away and increase your chances. And this, our last keyword of the contest, is final. And this could turn into a Laurel and Hardy routine, but it really is final. That is the word. F-I-N-A-L. Final is our final keyword in the contest. F-I-N-A-L. Text that in on the app and give yourself a chance to win. Good luck, everybody. We will remind everybody about the keyword probably sometime during Terry's visit, but get going and text that in. Good stuff. And let's read some texts. We've got some social media texts we got to get through here. Don Brown, our pal from Waukesha, says Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues with Christy McCall. I have to find this song because this is the second time. See if you can find that, Con. The Pogues, Fairy Tale of New York. I love the Pogues. Thank you, Don. Rich LaCassio from WRJN says Christmas Day by Johnny Mathis. Excellent choice, Rich. Janet from the 608 says, Bare Naked Ladies with Sarah McLachlan. God rest ye merry gentlemen, we three kings. Nice. That's a classic, too. That's the first time I think we've heard that one, Janet. Vince Moranto, my very funny stand-up comedian colleague from Chicago, says, tough call, but if I had to narrow it down, Blue Christmas by Elvis. Great song, Vince. Run, Run, Rudolph. I like that one, too. What is that in? Is that in Home Alone? Rudolph.
It's in a bunch of Christmas movies now, but the original time it was in, I don't know. Maybe.
Run, Rudolph. Yes, that's Christmas Vacation. When the boss is coming to the house, Cousin Eddie goes to get the boss, Brian Doyle Murray. That's
the Jelly
a great
of the
one,
Month
too.
Club, you know?
Yeah, right. That's from Chuck Berry, of course. Christmas, Baby Please Come Home by Darlene Love. Another great, boy, Vince is crushing it. Thank you, Vince. Trig Rude, my Marinette brother, says ELP. I Believe in Father Christmas, or Jethro Tull, A Christmas Song. I've never heard that one from Jethro Tull. Thank you, Trig. Tim Baker on social media says, No Presents for Christmas by King Diamond. I got a lot of Christmas music I got to familiarize myself with. My pal Scott Tom from Madison says, Scott from Madison. I'm sorry, I already read that. The entire album is a banger. The Vince Guaraldi Trio, Charlie Brown Christmas. How has nobody said that yet? Love that one. Great job, Scott. Thank you very much. And my pal, Mike Desitel, O Holy Night. I am with you, Mike. Love O Holy Night. Outstanding. You still have time if you want to text your favorite Christmas song, and we can read it on the radio. Did I get your text you sent? Oh, you found the Christmas shoes. I don't think we have time for the Christmas shoes, do we?
We do.
Do we? Do I have time to set it up?
A small setup.
A small setup? Okay, this is the Christmas shoes. This is a Lifemark Christmas movie we made here at Nightlight with Pichuawa. Play it, Con! Lifemark's very melancholy Christmas continues with this week's film, The Christmas Shoes.
The holiday spirit is alive in the little town of Port Denmark, Wisconsin. The picturesque streets are lined with Christmas lights and good cheer. And Christmas cheer is teeming in the people of Port Denmark and in a very special pair of shoes.
Honey, these shoes were handed down from your great-grandmother to your grandmother to me, and now I'm giving them to you. We've all met the love of our lives while we were wearing the Christmas shoes. And if you're wearing them when you're proposed to, your marriage will be full of love and romance and prosperity. You and Derek are so good together. If Derek doesn't propose, I don't want it to be because you weren't wearing the Christmas shoes. Oh, sweetheart, he would be a fool to let you go. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Mom.
This Christmas, feel the love of the Christmas shoes playing all month long on LifeMark.
Does that joke land? Like, people are expecting to hear a woman's voice and they hear Conrad.
Thanks, Mom.
And you sound like Conrad. Like, you weren't even playing a role. Like, you just sound like you. Oh, that's gorgeous. We have a few more of those we'll play next week. My full intention was to make more of those this year, but with the adding the extra hour, we just haven't had time to produce that kind of stuff. But
I have one that I made last year and we didn't get to, and it's a great one.
It was so great we didn't play it last year, but we are going to play it this year, and it is very funny. It's Conrad's tribute to one of his favorite stores. We'll play that next week. So you can't miss any of Nightlight, folks. Next week especially, the week before Christmas. Terry Barr is coming up next for Barr Band Friday night. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time to check out original music with Barr Band Friday on Nightlight. Now your host, Peach Wabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Barr Band Friday night, like, it's my favorite segment of the week for a lot of reasons. Hey, it's the last segment, got the weekend. I don't get to boss around Conrad for 2 days, but also Terry Barr is here, ladies and gentlemen, for Barr Band Friday night, the segment that was named after one of our favorite guests. Hello, Terry, how
are you? It's crazy, isn't it? Hi, you guys, and hi to all the listeners and the viewers.
I just saw your comment that you said you want the Christmas shoes as a movie.
Yes.
No, you don't.
I do. As I'm listening to it, I could envision
could
do with it as a film.
I don't know. I don't. Do you want to see me in high heels? I don't know.
That would be a reason to watch it, actually.
Conrad,
yeah, exactly.
Hearing your voice pop in at the end of it. Oh, my gosh.
Terry, I'm glad that landed because I wasn't sure, like, the first time we played it. You know, it's weird when you don't have, like, a live audience. You got nothing to gauge how it played. But we'll just have to trust that people
enjoy it. You have to picture everyone hearing it and then just laughing out loud wherever they happen to be.
I like the way you think. Thank you for that, Terry. It is freezing in this studio, by the way. I don't know. I have to go over to the other room where Conrad sits because it's like an oven over there. I feel like one of those. I feel like it's a football game, and I'm over on the bench trying to get warm in between breaks here because it is freezing in this studio.
Oh,
is it warm
sorry.
In your house? Your house looks so nice.
It's pretty cozy. Yeah. And you know, you can always, I guess they say, you can put more clothes on. In the winter,
I suppose. What do you keep your thermostat at, Terry? If I could just get personal for a second.
We're cheapskates.
Oh, really?
I think it's below 65, actually.
No kidding. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what about when you go to bed? Yeah. Like when you guys go to sleep at night, do you turn it down even more?
Just a titch. Not a whole lot because it kind of evens out, I think, because it is so low.
Okay, nice.
But we have one of those electric mattress pads.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chance to get electrocuted while you sleep.
I know. Right.
You know, every night when I go home at night, I turn on the fire. We have a gas fireplace, and I just fire that thing up, and I camp out right by it. And then during the day, I try to keep it low, but, you know, like 62, 64, just to keep the bills down. But I usually fail at that, too. Yeah, so
I know. As winter moves on, it's
brutal.
difficult. Yeah, it is. I agree. It is.
Well, let's warm our souls with some music here, because you have brought, you know, I love both of these artists and they have new material and I love that. So do you want to start with Paige or with Tyler? It's up to you.
It's honestly your choice, because both are terrific. I agree. Yeah. Both are very different and both have different types of songs. So one is a holiday song just to keep that spirit moving this month. And the other really is a relationship vibes.
That's a great point. All right, let's start with Paige and then we'll end with the holiday song to end the week. I think that's fair. Okay, so this is our the first artist by way of Terry is Paige Kleber. Now, she's been on the show before and we love Paige. She was so much fun. I had her live in the studio from one of the Madison shows and she was just a little stick of dynamite. She's great. So tell us about this new song by Paige.
This new song is called Give Up and Cry. But Pete, as you and I and Conrad know, that's really not her style. She's a little, as you said, I love that stick of dynamite. What she did though, you know, she's still kind of in that middle school age. She's 12.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a tough age. I know high school's kind of brutal too. But what she wanted to do was raise awareness about mental health. I mean, she's 12.
That's nuts,
so this is what she thinks about when she has time. So she wrote this song about mental health. And when she gets back out to do some shows, she wants to raise some money for mental health awareness, some various organizations that work on it in the state. And she's going to be on Max Inc. to talk all about this with us at 6:30 tomorrow night. She's going to play a couple of songs. And she's an old soul.
She really is. And she is so engaging. And if you're not in the Madison area and or don't have access to WMDX to listen to Max Inc., how can they find it, Terry? Obviously, they're the podcast, or you can listen at civicmedia.us, I assume. But tell people how they can find Max Inc.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you have the app, which I know so many people have been downloading the Civic Media app because of this great contest, the Grow Up Gift Contest, just go onto the app, find WMDX, and you can listen right there. And I think you'll be glad you did, because she's got this inspiration around her. At age 11, she had already won a Best New Artist for the Madison Area Music Awards and the Rising Star Award from the Wisconsin Area Music Industry. And when we had her in studio, oh my goodness, even months before this, I remember asking, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, this is probably a dumb question, but you know, I'll ask, what do you want to be as you grow up? And I don't even know if kids like that question anymore, but she instantly said, I'm going to move away and I'm going to go and be famous and I better win a Grammy.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty precocious. I love it.
Yeah,
that's so
great.
I think
she's well on her way. She wrote this song that we're going to listen to. She plays the keyboard on it. I didn't even know she plays a keyboard. And she wrote the guitar and all of the music for the song. So this really is her song.
All right, this is fantastic. Thank you to Terry Barr. It's Barr Band Friday Night. And this is a song by Paige Kleber. Like Terry said, brand new, Give Up and Cry.
Have a lot to bring to the table, but you shrug it off and say I don't care. You're too worried about middle school fables. You're too worried about him or that other girl's hair. They have friends, so why not me? And no, I'm really friendly if you'd only be just a little kind. I swear I'll be fine. I thought you called me your friend, but I guess it's just another lie. And every day is just another reason why I give up and cry. one of the ones who get the job done. Do you really think you're better than the person sitting next to you? Too busy trying to look like everyone. You wear your smile so big when everyone's a deep, deep blue. Oh, oh, 'cause they have friends, so why not me? And no, really friendly if you'd only be just a little kind. I swear I'll be fine. I thought you called me your friend, but I guess it's just another.
Soul. That's crazy to have that kind of perspective, you know. That's great.
At 12
years old. It builds. It's such a great song. If you Google her, folks, her artwork is cool too for that song. I assume that was what we saw on YouTube, but yeah, she's great. Yeah. That's Paige Kleber with the song Give Up and Cry, a new song, and she will be on Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night. Yeah. On WMDX with Terry and Rocker, and it's just such a great show, so check it out. And
thanks. And I hate to tell everybody, she isn't doing a lot of her own shows right now because of school. But she'll be back out there whenever school is off.
Yeah.
So, you know, kind of find her, follow her. But what she has been doing, Pete, and I think we've talked about this before, she keeps singing the national anthem at all of these sporting events. I think the only one that she hasn't done yet is a Packers game.
Well, that's coming, I'm sure. She's so funny, too. She was such a blast to have in the studio. Terry Barr is my guest. It is Barr Band Friday night. Just a quick reminder, folks, this is the last time I will give the keyword in our grown-up gift list multi-state text-to-win contest here at Civic Media. Love having you guys play this, and I wish everybody luck. I hope some Nightlight winners win. You have one more chance, and it's this hour. Text in the word I'm about to give you on the app, and you are eligible for $200 cash. And of course, the three grand prizes. Conrad, tell people for the final time how they can be eligible for more chances to win.
Yeah, if you just follow the link, you can earn three extra entries by subscribing to the Civic Media Today newsletter and then following Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on Apple Podcast and Spotify.
Outstanding. Good luck, everybody. The keyword. This is the last time I'm going to give this, so be ready. Final, F-I-N-A-L, final, as in your final opportunity. So text that in, and you'll be off to the races. All right, so our second Artist of the evening, Terry, is also one you've brought to us before, and he has a new song out as well. Tell us about Tyler.
This is Tyler SJ. Tyler is from the Appleton area, and I think the first time I heard a song from him was actually on your show, and you helped connect me to him. And the more I learned about him, the more I thought, wow, he's almost like Paige, but obviously he's a man.
Yeah.
He's older, but he writes about what he knows about and really digs in.
Listen, we're going to pick up right there. We got to do a very short break. We're going to come back and learn more about Tyler, and I'll read some final texts. It's Barbie and Friday Night. Terry Barr's here, folks. We're coming right back. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight.
Where to go? It's hopeless, so I guess I'll leave it alone.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Yeah, all night long, and nobody don't dance on the edge of the dark. We've got the radio on.
Welcome back. We are in the home stretch here, folks. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. It's been really fun tonight. I'd like to thank all my guests, Jeff Mitchell from the Green Bay Gamblers, Mary Rohde from Broadway Inc., Ben McVane doing an amazing job making sure your horses have shoes and delivering food to food pantries. Outstanding stuff. Sean Katz back, a big event tomorrow in Marinette, and Terry Barr for Bar Band Friday Night. We will be back with Terry in just a moment. A couple of texts here at the end. Kimberly Anderson from Hartford says, favorite Christmas song, The Gift by Garth Brooks. Outstanding, Kimberly. Thank you. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, also, a very jolly Christmas is the best time of year. Merry Christmas, Allie. A very jolly Allie Christmas. Once again, I love Tyler's text. Sometimes I don't understand them, Conrad. He says, Cold Fingers. Didn't Eartha Kitt sing Goldfinger in a Bond, James Bond movie? Does that sound familiar, Terry? I think so. Probably. John Murray from Addison in the 608 says, evening, gents. Love so many of the older versions of so many carols. Big fan of the carols. But I witnessed the most amazing live version of Ave Maria at my wedding, and it made me tear up a little bit. Even though it's not a Christmas carol, it's always sung at church around Christmas to honor Mary's role in the birth of Jesus. So weird, I know, John says. But I consider it a Christmas carol anyway. It's a phenomenally beautiful song, John. I'm not going to fight you on that for sure. Ed from Madison, another one for Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues. Terry, do you know that song?
Huh? No.
I don't know. I love the Pogues, and I don't know that song.
Yeah, I've never heard it.
That's like the fourth person.
Look it up now.
Yeah, this is like the fourth person tonight that said this. And then finally, Bridget from the 818 says, This Christmas, pardon me, by Donny Hathaway. Love the R&B and jazz, great vocals. Outstanding. Ooh. Bridget, thank you. Thank you for all your texts as well, folks. Great guests, great listeners and texts, and another fun night here at Nightlight. Terry, we have, let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's talk Tyler, and then we'll close the show with this great song, and it's a holiday song, and I love that. So
it's
tell
perfect.
Us about Tyler, and I forgot that we introduced you to him. I think that's only been two times in 2 years. Usually you're bringing us
it.
The music, but we're happy to return the favor periodically.
Well, and I'm so happy when I get an email from Tyler and he says, Terry, I have new music. And I'm glad he sent it to me before you.
Hey, wait a minute. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry about that.
We can't get him. Conrad, haven't we reached out to him? We want him to come in here and sing, but we haven't been able to line it up yet. So busy guy.
Yeah, try again. Try.
Yeah,
I think he's
for
just
sure.
been really busy. He's a dad and a husband, and then he's trying to do all this music stuff.
Yeah.
And if you look at his schedule, if you like what you hear from Tyler SJ, and I think you will, go to his website, Tyler, it's TYLER.SJ.com. He's got a ton of shows coming up all throughout Northeast Wisconsin and into Central Wisconsin.
Nice.
So he's going to be busy. Mm-hmm.
Yep. His new album is called Home for the Holidays, and he's got a song called, this is such a great, it's a holiday song, but it's kind of like a, I don't know if I want to say tough luck, but how would you describe it? It's like Mistletoe Taped to the Fan is the name of the song. It's so great.
It just kind of takes you to weird places, but I love that about a Christmas song that makes you think about other things. And you'll just hear it in his voice and the way he wrote this song. It's pretty special.
It's a great song. We are going to end the show with this song because it's a Christmas song, and Terry brought it for us tonight. Terry, thank you so much. And are we good for next week? Because then the schedule gets a little weird, but are you coming back next week?
Absolutely. I have another holiday song. A new one. Yes. This one will take us to the beach for the holiday, though.
Oh, I like that even better. All right. Fantastic. Terry, thank you so much. We're going to close the show.
You.
This final song is called Mistletoe Tape to the Fan. On behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabba saying we will see you Monday night. And good night, Wisconsin. And here is Tyler S.J., Mistletoe Tape to the Fan, compliments of Terry Barr.
No, it wasn't so bad. I could get used to an evening like that. Love actually with my head on your lap. Mistletoe taped to the fan. You say they all sound the same. No, none of the words, but no all of the names. I guess someone missed out on those reindeer games. Tell you what, I got a plan. Because it's all who you're with who ruins all the photos on your fridge, who buys all the most useless gifts. So baby, it's all who you're with. So let's call all our friends. Would it kill you to go Carolina? Caked in snow, we'll sleep in. Oh, I mean, if you're in at Christmas, it's all who you're with. Your favorite temperature is cold, favorite fashion's always old. Lover could have begged trouble for the greatest story ever told. And I got the fuzziest feeling, but see where this goes. On your fridge, who buys all the most useless gifts? So, baby, it's all who you're with. Let's call all our friends. We'll kill you to go caroling. The car's caked in snow, we'll sleep in. Oh, I'm in if you're in.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.